Day 40. Waiting for rescue. Our scripture passage is taken from Psalm 31, verses 1 to 14 and verses 15 and 16. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Though we may know that God loves us and protects us and is trustworthy, it doesn't stop us from being impatient. That's understandable, because no one wants to stay in trouble any longer than they have to. While waiting for God to rescue us, in our impatience, we often do things to try and solve our problems. But more often than not, we make it worse. This time of waiting is when we need to be the most patient in waiting for God's guidance. For the evil one is waiting for us to fall into the trap that he has set for us. Jesus himself set us the example of patiently enduring the cross and ignoring the shame for the sake of the glory, joy, and victory at the end of the journey. So if we really want to do something, the best thing to do is to ask for his help in prayer and wait patiently. God will answer in his perfect timing, not ours. There will be more troubles in the future because this world is not perfect. Trust him and you will see how faithful and amazing he is as time goes by. Reflection. Will you trust God with your exams, future, relationships? Let's dig deeper. Ask God to reveal areas in your life you find difficult to entrust to him. Ask for his forgiveness and invite him to guide you through his word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love for me. Teach me to trust you in both good and bad times. Help me know that you are real and personal. Amen.